This is a CHOI news report. The Nablus Jewish community marked the first night of Hanukkah with the lighting of a giant menorah at Mafeo Sutton Park. Organized by the Chabad of Nanaimo, the annual event attracted hundreds of people to mark the start of the holiday, celebrating the triumph of light over darkness. Historically, it also marks the victory of Jewish rebels known as the Maccabees over the Greek Empire between 167 and 160 BCE. Rabbi Bensi Shemtov says that the public celebration of Hanukkah is important for the community.
It's a great sense of Jewish pride that we're able to come out to the streets and celebrate with every, you know, out in the public, the holiday. It's a beautiful holiday. You know, the holiday is all about light, freedom. That's what we celebrate on this holiday, the holiday of freedom over light over darkness. And to be able to come out into the streets in the open and, you know, light those candles the first night, knowing that tomorrow night's going to be two nights, two candles. It's really good.
Rabbi Shemtov thanked the RCMP officers who attended the event for helping the crowd feel safer amidst a number of anti-Semitic incidents in Canada.
Well, RCMP has always been very helpful, whatever we needed, but, you know, now specifically with current events, they're more, you know, keeping an eye, making sure things are safe, and, you know, supporting us, which is we're very thankful for.
Rabbi Shemtov says he understands why some Jews may be hesitant to put a menorah in the window this year.
Some people are hesitant and they're hiding a little bit, and some people are specifically putting it out in the window even more open to show out. And, you know, both, you know, I understand people that are scared, but ultimately, you know, we can't do that to ourselves. You know, we can't hide, because hiding isn't going to help anyone. We are who we are. We're not going to change. And we have the right to exist. We have the right to celebrate our holidays.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krog lit the shamash, or the ninth candle in the menorah that all other candles are lit from.
I think it's important that in this city we celebrate the rights of everyone to practice their faith, to do so with the support of the whole community, and to recognize that we are all lucky to be here, that this is still the peaceable kingdom, that the rise of Islamophobia and anti-Semitism that we're seeing right now is disturbing, it's un-Canadian, but I have faith that it won't go beyond this, that people can learn, how shall I say, learn as every generation of Canadians has, to try and live together in peace and to build a country that everyone wants to come to. That hasn't changed. So I have faith and hope. It's a celebration of light, as I said. We've just followed Diwali, the triumph of light over dark, of knowledge over ignorance. So it's a positive day for me, and it's good to see people here celebrating and to see so many young families as well. And I hope that this community, even though there are profound differences, I understand and accept and respect that around what is happening now in Gaza and Israel, and China and Afghanistan and all sorts of places around the world, that we can somehow find a way forward to remind everyone this is a good place to be and we need to be grateful for that.
Local MLA Sheila Malcolmson was also at the event representing the provincial government.
In this year of all years where the Jewish community, you know, is frightened by the rise in anti-Semitism, by terrible stories that have happened in their homeland, it's especially important for all of us to stand up. I don't have any illusion about Nanaimo or British Columbia's ability to bring peace to the Middle East, but we do stand as a provincial government against hate, for the protection of people's ability to practice their faith and to tackle racism in every form. And that's why we've been bringing back into the curriculum anti-Holocaust education. It's an important way to take action with the powers that we have, so not just to use our words of solidarity, but actually to take action. And then we've also very recently funded, again, to stand up against the rise of anti-peace, the rise of hate, funds to protect places of worship of all faiths, and especially seeing attacks against synagogues and Muslim places of practice. That's an important way for us to walk our talk on all days, and today we celebrate with community.
The Chabad of Nanaimo and Central Vancouver Island will hold another menorah lighting at the Courtney City Hall on Sunday, December 10th at 3:30 p.m. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
Happy Hanukkah!
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.